Now this is a dictation for Edith, E-D-I-T-H, McKay, M-C-K-A-Y, February 24, 42. Addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N-N-T, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, follow up for Mrs. McKay, who has chronic kidney disease, last visit in January. Comes in person, recurrent lower urinary symptoms, frequency, urgency, nocturia, incontinence. She mentioned that the urine looks milky, has not seen any blood, multiple antibiotic exposures, is supposed to see Dr. Liu, LIU urology in July. Presently, no fever, no diarrhea, vomiting, no back or abdominal discomfort. A trial of vaginal estrogen didn't help. Weight is stable, minor edema. Occasionally some chest discomfort. She feels it's gas-related and heartburn. No radiation, no palpitation syncope, no dyspnea, no orthopnea PND. Has chronic neck pain. Some problems with balance, but no recent falling episode. She has prior history of monoclonal gammopathy and non-significance, as well as a chronic neuropathic abnormalities, CIDP, C, capital C, capital I, capital D, capital T. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the Bumex, bisoprolol for blood pressure. Next paragraph, blood pressure today, 150 over 90 on the right, 140 over 92 on the left. She's able to get in and out of the stretcher, minimal health, alert oriented time 3, attentive, normal speech, normal eye movement, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroidal neck masses, no carotid bruise, JVD, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites, tenderness masses. I don't see much of edema. Next paragraph, chemistries. In June, creatinine 1.7, stable over the last 1 year, GFR 29 stage 4, sodium, potassium, acid-based nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, and malanemia 12.4 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, stable the last 1 year, no symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and no indication for dialysis. Prior kidney ultrasound has been in the low side. The most recent one, April last year, without any obstruction, stone, or masses. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. Next number, mild anemia without external bleeding, does not require any specific treatment, non-symptomatic. Next number, recurrent urinary tract infections. No response to antibiotics. I'm not aware of recent cultures. Urological workup most likely is going to require some imaging repeat as well as probably cystoscopy. Interesting that there is a lot of mucosity that she is looking at as a milky urine. Next paragraph, hypertension in the office not well controlled, needs to be rechecked before we adjust medications. We could increase bisoprolol to as high dose as tolerated. We could add a third agent like calcium channel blockers or direct vasodilators. I'm afraid of using ACE inhibitors or ARBs. ACE inhibitors discontinued because of problems of renal failure and potassium. Next number, monoclonal gammopathy of unknown significance. Next number, has an autoimmune disorder of peripheral nerves, CIDP, but no recent falling episode. No progression, no recent falling. She managed to take care of herself. Next number, moderate aortic insufficiency with preserved ejection fraction. This is from a year ago. Next paragraph comments. Patient has developed chronic kidney disease after an acute renal failure that did not return to normal. Baseline used to be 0.9 to 1. And in October 2020, and by 2021, she went into full-blown renal failure, did not require dialysis. At that time, diuretics, ACE inhibitors, were discontinued. No renal biopsy was done. We instructed patient to call us about the blood pressure to make adjustments. We'll see what urology has to say. She's avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. I'm going to ask her to come back on the next couple of months, end of dictation.